Jan Schakowsky. Hello, Congresswoman. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine. Just took the train home from the from the arena, and I'm feeling happy. And it was a great night.
It was for me, growing up wondering if there ever would be a woman president of the United States. I didn't realize I was going to start crying as she walked on stage. We have Senator Dan Katowski with us in studio as well. What were some of the highlights for you in her speech tonight?
Well, let me just say that I joined you in that. I think many tears were probably shed particularly by women. It really was quite a moment when she walked out. I thought it was a really exciting and progressive, she did what she absolutely had to do. What were some of the highlights? I liked that she thanked Bernie Sanders, and she said the platform, well, we wrote it together. Now let's do it together. Let's make it happen together. The idea of stronger together was, of course, a theme of the whole convention. The positive versus this dark negative. We are not afraid. We won't build a wall. That we have the most tolerant and generous young people in this country, and that when there are no ceilings, the sky's the limit. So I'm talking not only to women, but to men, that we can all just, fly. That Democrats are the party of working people. An important message, because Donald Trump has tried to portray himself of all of those disaffected people who are so disappointed that their wages haven't risen and that they haven't been as successful and that their children might do worse than they do. But really, that it's the Democratic Party and not the huckster and the con man who, in fact, hasn't paid his workers and hasn't paid his contractors. Also, just how tough she is in terms of, you have to stand up to bullies. Both Chelsea and Hillary herself talked about how her mom, when she got bullied at school, wouldn't let her in the house and said, you have to stay outside and confront bullies. I thought that was a little bit
We don't have cowards in this
mother.
House.
Yeah, we don't have cowards. Yeah.
Yeah.
No cowards. Yeah. I don't know. That was a little harsh, but
hey.
She feels strong and good about that.
Who she reminded me of? Jan Schakowsky. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
definitely. Well,
know how tough she is, and how she's persisted and fought over the years to make such an impact on people's lives and lifted them up. And I thought,
some praise from Senator Dan Katowski.
Well, I think.
Thank you. But the one thing I love too is that, if paid leave and affordable child care, if that's
right,
playing the woman's card, then the whole arena yelled out, deal me in.
Exactly.
Deal me in. Well, as a woman who has fought her way through politics and is still predominantly a man's world, do you happen to know what the representation is? I'm guessing you do. How the percentage of women in Congress right now?
Well, we just broke through the 100 women mark in the House of Representatives. We're at 108 out of 435.
So a little bit about a quarter.
So, we're not, we're barely at 20%. And that's what it is in the Senate. Not nearly enough. We're
I like how you're like, look, we're working on it. How do you respond when you hear people criticizing the way Hillary Clinton speaks? Because for me, I'm a comic and I work in a predominantly male industry as well. And people will say things like they just don't like the sound of a woman's voice. And I don't know how much you've had to deal with that throughout your career. What are your thoughts?
You know what? They're going to have to get over it. Because I really do think that... I feel pretty good about, if we do what we have to do, that Hillary's going to win and they're going to have to get used to it. Oh, come on. Let's listen to Michael Bloomberg. What do you think about his voice? I loved what he said, but it's, it's a slightly gnawing sort of, you know, come on.
I didn't see any tweets about it. You always see people tweeting out about her voice. Why is she yelling at me? Maybe, I don't know, is it a mom complex? Because it's not just men that say it. It is men and women that complain.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you snap to attention when you hear it.
When you hear it.
And you're ready to move. You're ready to go. I mean, today she was, I thought she was so comfortable today. I thought this was probably one of her best speeches I've ever heard her give. When she, when I was talking to Patty earlier, when she accepted the nomination, and she just, there was something, there was just a change that I think it was a perceptible change came over. She was like, okay, I'm ready to go. And the way she handled herself was just, I thought it was one of the best speeches I've seen her give.
I think it probably is her best speech. She needed it to be as well, but she was very comfortable tonight. She wasn't guarded. I think she felt good about her speech, and she just delivered it with such confidence and a lot of smiling. And you know, she was great. I felt really good. She talked about Trump's speech, you know. Did you hear that? He spoke for, some 70-odd minutes.
Yeah, right.
And I mean,
yes, that was, as a comedian, I appreciated that. That was a good line.
I mean, the timing on that. She did it really well. Yeah.
She also mentioned that, that it's not right that there are Americans who feel left behind. What do Democrats have to do? What do Democrats have to do to get the message across that they are willing to fight for them and they have been fighting for them? Because that seems to be what people don't latch onto when it comes to Hillary Clinton. There's so much more of the, you know, that she can't be trusted, that, you know, there's so many things that she's to blame for. And yet somehow all the things that she's done for over 40 years are not taken into account.
Well, you definitely got the message, didn't you, tonight about the consistency of her commitment to public service, especially to families and women and girls. And that is a theme that we're going to have to keep going. I mean, Donald Trump has been all over the place. So, you know, the idea that he somehow has now emerged as a person that is actually going to change his stripes. Oh, that was the other thing she said, Trump, what was something about Trump? This is what we got, or this is the way he's not going to change. This is the way he is. She said it in a humorous way, you know, kind of what you see is what you get, and it's not going to be any different. And when Bloomberg said, I'm from New York. We're from New York. We know a con man when we see one.
Right.
I think that's going to be kind of the contrast, that the genuine, the legitimate, the real person is Hillary, and the guy who is going to say whatever he needs to say, as he has his whole life, in order to for himself. Oh, the other thing they hammered home on, which I think was good, and I am the only one who can do this. Alone. Yeah, and he knows more about ISIS than the generals. I thought that was pretty cool, having all the admirals and generals come out. And
she said, "You don't."
Hillary.
Right? One simple sentence: "You don't." But how about like
Donald? You don't.
But one of the things that is, as you've always been someone who's advocated for hardworking people and working families and middle class, and when she did that, what I thought was her most effective criticism of, you know, said instead of like talking about making America great again, why don't you start by making things in America? And when she
that
talked,
that was a good one.
I thought that was, well, she's, look, I had had a tie that was given to me, and it was a Trump tie a couple of years ago, and it said made in China. And so she was able to just kind of take people through this. I mean,
why don't you make it in Colorado? Why don't you make your picture frames in Wisconsin? I don't have this committed to memory at all.
No. You're very. You obviously went to the U of I.
No, I really think that message hasn't been clear. This convention clearly made that message. They had all kinds of people who had really been hurt by things that Trump had done. One of the nights, not tonight, a woman who got the courage up. She said that it was very embarrassing but it was the widow of a veteran who spent $36,000 at Trump University and was totally just scammed and ripped off, talking about that. And, you know, so there were real live people in their own words talking about how he has really damaged their lives. I think the Democrats, us, made the case over 4 days.
Well, as this season continues, we would love to have you join us again, whether by phone or in studio. Senator Katowski is here every Thursday night. If you want to come hang out with us, that would
and
be
I usually
a
talk
pleasure.
About you for a good half hour every
it's
Thursday.
True.
Congressman.
Oh, I would love to do that. You know, and you talk about me.
Okay, of course.
Definitely need to be.
Why would I? Why are you so surprised?
I don't know.
It's been a pleasure.
All good stuff.
It's been a pleasure. This has been Congressman.
Can I ask you a question? What was he talking about? That the Trump people were there in some sort of a boxing
wrestling thing? A wrestling match. Yeah, the RNC hosted an event where it was basically this sort of, you know, it was counter programming by the RNC, and it was a wrestling in a warehouse. It was very dark, and the liberal media. It's basically an attack against the liberal media, I guess. And
I thought I had gotten on with ESPN or something.
We've been trying to get all this stories from Philly, all the sort of side programming and the protesting and to see what was going on there. So we thank you so much for holding on the line, because Brandon Weatherby has put in some time, as has Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of the 9th District of Illinois. Safe travels, and we will welcome you in studio. I'll have like food if you want next time. We'll have some Lou Malnati's for you. Sound good? Thank you. That was Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. More after this on 720 WGN Tonight.